Welcome to Dinkin' Around. This is Kane Kamen with my co-host Andy Holstein, and today we're going to be doing Animal Deathmatch Olympics.
Hey, yeah, we're actually lucky enough to get invited to Moldova for the first ever Animal Deathmatch Olympics, which was a pretty special experience. It was held in the largest freestanding dome ever created by humans. They created a unique environment where actually the arena accommodated every type of animal.
Amazing.
It was a fantastic endeavor. Cost us about, $450 billion to make, but
most of the ocean was the most expensive part.
Yeah, definitely worth it. I'm actually, I think I ate some bad curry over in Moldova, so I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather, but
oh, the food's horrible.
Yeah, I'm on the recovery right now, so hopefully we'll be able to get through this without me shitting my pants. Well, there were some pretty interesting storylines.
Yeah, there really are. There really are. We've got a whole seeded tournament here. We're just going to go over the results of kind of what went down, matchup to matchup.
I think it's also important to note that unlike a standard tournament like you might see in the NCAA, where the second strongest and the first strongest are seeded opposite of each other, all of the strongest animals were in the same side of the bracket just to ensure that the final match would just be a complete slaughterhouse, which it was. We'll get there, though.
They really painted the dome red.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to go right into our first matchup here. Number one seeded Lion, of course, King of the Jungle, versus number 16, the Lowly Clam.
Yeah.
This one was over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The Clam tried to burrow in a little bit.
A little bit.
You want to talk about the Lion's backstory a little bit?
Well, he, from a young age, had a thorn in his paw. Really sad childhood, abandoned.
Well, his father was killed.
Yeah, father killed by
his
bro. Yeah, his uncle, yeah. So, really, really sad there. But he came back from all that adversity to...
He had some help from his friends, didn't he?
Yeah, a little bit of help. But came back and claimed the first round pretty easily by absolutely devouring the opponent.
He broke right into his shell and... Ate the soft insides.
It looks pretty painful.
All right, number two. We're going to move on to our number two seed here is the Great White Shark versus number 15, Oyster.
Yeah.
You could probably guess how this one turned out. And to be honest, I'm pretty disappointed that we didn't get to see the Clam-Oyster matchup. But when is a 16 ever won in this tournament?
Never, actually.
One seed.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Clam-Oyster battle would have been something for the ages.
Yeah, it would have been. I think we were all a little bit inside us, was hoping that we'd see the Clam-Oyster in this one.
Hypothetically, an oyster has a bumpier shell.
Mm.
I'd have to give it to the oyster, but hey, we would never actually know.
Maybe we'll
They're both filter feeders.
Next year.
We can only hope. Moving on, we got our number three seed, Rhino, just an angry beast, versus number 14, Jellyfish. They met on the beach.
No.
That was interesting.
The Rhino sort of started charging down the sand with its horn down, and Jellyfish did this actually quite terrifying leap out of the water. Sparks flying through the air, and for a moment there, I thought the jellyfish might have had something on him, but the rhino just cut it right in half with the horn.
It was disgusting, to be honest. I mean,
there was splooge everywhere.
And the jellyfish was ripped in half. Yeah. There's no jelly in there.
No, I was really surprised. I thought maybe
we'd get
to go down with some crackers afterwards and
scoop up what was left. No, hey, you know what? That'd probably be better than the food in Moldova here.
Probably.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Anyway, moving on. Piranhas. A group of piranhas. Number four.
Yeah.
Residing in the pond area. versus the number 13 rat.
I mean, that was a hungry rat, you could tell.
Well, the piranhas are hungry, too.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this thing was... You see the look in its eyes. It might have been plagued or something.
Now, there's a lot of controversy about the piranhas. That not a single... You know, it wasn't just a single piranha that was entered into the tournament.
Yeah.
It was a group.
Right.
But
I mean, the rat definitely put up a good stink about that in the preliminary talks. But I mean, it went through and put up a good fight there. Ate probably three or four of them before just being completely ripped to shreds by the remaining.
Yeah, I mean, you were there when we pulled just a pick clean rat skeleton right out of the water. It was
impressive.
It was impressive, and it was a little sad.
Very efficient creatures, the piranhas.
Next year, I'm sure that'll be a concern with the Olympic Committee.
I mean, I think they'll probably put in some kind of regulation that says only one animal allowed. And, you know, the piranhas probably won't be too happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment either way.
Or their home country of Bolivia, but...
Right. You know, we're just here to...
Something we'll see about in 4 years.
Yeah, we're just the pundits here. We're not here to discuss anything like that. All right, moving on. The number 5 seeded Tiger versus the number 12 seeded Gopher. Now, this was a war of attrition, was it not?
Oh, man.
The Gopher really burrowed in early.
And you could see the frustration on the Tiger's face.
He was pissed.
Yeah, he really was. He won that Gopher, and he was just underground for...
It was like whack-a-mole there for a while.
It was.
Gopher popping up, taking little bites here and there. That's two huge incisors. Yeah. This Gopher had some giant incisors. I don't know how that even happened.
I think
he let him grow out a little bit.
It had some, a lot of passion, that Gopher.
Yeah, he did.
And,
of course, he's dead now, but...
Yeah. What can you do?
He popped out of that hole, Tiger clawed at him, right moment.
But, I mean, obviously, having the Tiger at seed number 5, one of the best storylines of this tournament, I think, was potential for Lion and Tiger to meet in the final, something that I think all of us have wanted to see for a while.
Certainly. And number 6 here, we have Anaconda versus number 11, Stingray.
Yeah.
This is not your ordinary Stingray.
No.
This one, two stingers on this guy. Must have been some kind of mutant freak. I'm not sure how he got into the tournament either. And there was some controversy over whether or not he was using PEDs to grow that extra stinger.
I think he spent some time in a zoo for a while behind bars, so... That really hardened him up a little bit, too.
Right. It was really amazing to me that we got our first upset of the tournament here when the Stingray literally flipped his tail over and stabbed the Anaconda in both eyes at the same time.
Yeah, that was that was really something. Yeah.
We're watching the replays right here, and I can see the look on Andy's face. He's he's shocked. It's unbelievable, really.
Next match, the American Bald Eagle versus number 10, the Walrus.
Another battle where someone's eyes were...
Yeah,
we're torn out.
Just pecked right out. Oh, man.
Those talons are huge.
Yeah, I mean...
And that beak is sharp.
That match made me proud to wear red, white, and blue, definitely.
It really did. I mean, that's just, you know, that's aerial combat at its finest. And finally, we have our last first-round matchup. We've got our Black Widow Spider at number 8 versus the Grizzly Bear at number 9. And you want to talk about how pissed off the Grizzly Bear was to be rated so low?
Oh, man. I mean, he was expecting, I think, the 4th seed and rated way down there at number 9. He just went out with some of the most ferocious first round fighting we saw, and he earned that battle.
It wasn't much of a battle, to be honest.
I mean, he just stomped right on the spider.
It seemed like he recognized, you know, that he was smart enough to know that the Black Widow Spider is poisonous and dangerous.
And also, he was much larger.
Much larger, just stomped him.
So, let's move on to the second round.
Second round, we had our number 1 seeded Lion versus our number 2 Great White Shark.
Mm.
I think the beauty of this matchup was that the Great White Shark used its cunning to trick the Lion into the water and then tore him to pieces.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the number 1 seed, you're expecting it to go all the way, but that Great White...
In a tournament like this, you can never know.
It just had something else there.
Their second round matchup, Rhino versus Piranhas. I've never seen an animal that large.
Yeah.
Die so quickly.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. The piranhas just landed themselves and flopped over, and there were just so many the rhino didn't know what to do.
What's interesting is I'm sure the rhino's trainer told him not to go into the water at all.
No.
You know, if you're going to go to the water, at least stay to the shallows, make sure you can get out quickly. He didn't do that.
No.
He paid the price.
No.
Okay. Then we've got Tiger versus Stingray.
Stingray just straight up upsetting. Those two stingers, just a freak of nature, to be honest with
really
you.
Is.
Just
That's why he's in the Olympics, though.
Yeah. I mean, took the Tiger totally by surprise. Thought he was going to have an easy one. And Stingray moved on.
And then the Grizzly Bear took on the Bald Eagle, and all of America was put to shame.
Yeah. It was a sad moment for this nation, but you know, sometimes you gotta lose to Canada, and it's just one of those times.
Mm-hmm. All right, then moving on to our third round matchups, almost finishing this bad boy off. We had our Great White versus the Piranhas, a battle in the ocean.
Yeah, and this was exciting because it was the first fully water battle.
Aquatic battle, right. I like the part where the piranha swam into the shark's gills.
Yeah.
And then burrow their way into his brain.
Yeah.
That was great strategy.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. I mean, you look at those piranhas and they look so dumb, but they're so smart.
They're just fish.
Yeah.
What do they feed him in Bolivia?
I don't know, man. Like.
Brain surgeons? What do
they
feed him?
They might be looking into that right now, actually, because.
You're thinking PEDs? We can't surmise. Yeah. You know, we can't just assume anything like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's not throw around accusations, all right. And then finally, Stingray versus Grizzly.
And, the Grizzly just still riding off that high of being seated so low, just.
The Stingray got its licks in.
Yeah.
You know, the Grizzly got stabbed multiple times, but it seemed like that layer of fat that it had over, it must have been hibernating before it was woken up, you know, abruptly, thrown into the dome. You know, can you imagine how pissed off it was the entire time? Then told that it was a 9 seed.
Yeah, that hibernation might have explained its low seeding, too, just out of training.
It was groggy.
Yeah.
Right, but the layer of fat, I'm saying, really offset the effects of the poison from the Stingers.
The blessing in disguise.
Exactly. So finally we had our amazing drawn out battle, Grizzly Bear versus Piranha. Yeah. In the finals. It was really something.
Yeah.
Top five finishes I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, I would compare this to any great Olympic event. The Russians versus the Americans in hockey, I don't know. Who else?
Jamaican bobsledding.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I'd give it to the Piranhas there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the Piranhas coming out with victory here. You gotta wonder, is it the numbers? I mean, obviously it's the numbers, but is this fair? You know, there's a lot. Some people are saying that this is the Olympics that never happened.
Yeah.
The deathmatch animal Olympics that never happened because so many piranhas were allowed. Yeah. There were 150 when the tournament started, and they ended up with, 93 versus the grizzly?
And that will be a debate until the end of time, I think. I don't think any of us will really know.
I think it will. And the thing is, the cost of making so many tiny gold medals for each one of them that survived.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. They earned it.
My hat's off to them.
Yeah.
And they're full. They're definitely full.
They are. They won't be needing to eat for a while.
Anyway, we're going to wrap up our show here with what we like to do every week at the end here is confess a crime that we committed in the last week and ask for society's forgiveness.
Yeah, would you like to go first?
Yes, I balled up a bunch of paper plates, and I went down to Memorial Union and stuffed them into the pockets of the pool table, paid my $1.50, shot around. And obviously the balls didn't go down, and then I played again, and then I actually played again after that. So I'm sorry, I stole a total of $3 from Memorial Union, and I'd like to ask society's forgiveness for that. Can you ever forgive me?
I peed in the shower, and it was a terrible crime, but you know, everyone's got to go sometimes.
Right. I forgive you.
Thank you. I forgive you.
I don't know if society will.
We'll see. Well, we'll see you next time on Dinkin' Around with Kane and Andy. Bye.